Good evening, you're watching Left, Right and Center. I'm Nidhi Razdan. On the show tonight, as Rahul Gandhi leads a Bharat Jodo Yatra in hopes of reviving the Congress, his party suffered another massive blow today as most of their Goa MLAs defected and joined the BJP. In fact, it was only 7 months ago that these MLAs took a loyalty pledge at temples, churches and mosques saying that they would never switch sides, no matter what. But 8 out of 11 of them did in fact move to the BJP today. Now, this setback comes at a time when elections in Gujarat are just months away and the Aam Aadmi Party is aggressively campaigning in the state where the Congress has been the principal opposition now for decades. The question is that now under threat? Kejriwal has now openly declared that the Congress is finished. But is it? And is Rahul's Yatra unable to unite his own party? We've got a terrific panel joining us tonight to take a look at these big political developments today and in the course of the next few months. Let me go across first to Amiben Yagnik, Rajya Sabha MP of the Congress. Amiben Yagnik, you know, just looking at today's events in Goa, very unfortunate timing that it comes in the midst of Rahul Gandhi's Bharat Jodo Yatra. The question, of course, that not just the BJP has, but others will have today is that how does that look if he can't unite his own party first?
A very important question you have asked, Nidhi. There is nothing like a timing, you know. The Bharat Jodo Yatra is a yatra that is joining the people of the country. Now, it has got such a groundswell and it is receiving so much attention and people are joining of their own will. It's not only the Congress workers who are joining. That is one part. The success itself has rattled the BJP. And now I'm trying to think that should there be another name for BJP? Because it is not the BJP that was started by Atal Bihari Vajpayee ji and Advani ji. Of course, Vajpayee is no more, Vajpayee ji. But Advani ji is still there. But you find, tell me, a single person from the current ruling dispensation taking the name of Advani ji, even by mentioning his name either in the parliament or outside the parliament or in rallies or in various other places. So that is the stage of the Bharatiya Janata Party. They will have to find, or we will have to tell another name to the Bharatiya Janata Party. So that party is rattled today. And why such
but then
a
why are your Bharata... own people? Why are your own people yes, leaving that, you? And such coming, a success.
Yes, I'm coming to that. So when you find that you can do nothing, you resort to the only tactic you know. You poach people because you cannot create any leadership from within your party. You don't want your people to become leaders. You have put them down. You can see all around. You want from every party, not only Congress party. You poach people, you take them away, you put the fear of agencies. So that is where, that is the only thing this party can do. So what else would you do if you want to distract the attention? You want to put aspersions on the leadership of the Congress party. And Rahul ji is walking and saying that I am Bharat Jodo Yatra. He says that I am on the Yatra. Why are you afraid so much of Rahul ji? Why do you have to say that Congress
all right,
Jodo
all right. Bharat so, Yatra so, is so, so your argument is it's actually the success of the Bharat Jodo Yatra that is prompting the BJP to break up your party. I'd like to also
It is the success of the people of this country, Nidhi. Let's not forget that. Let's
all
not
right.
forget that.
Let me just take your arguments to the rest of the panel. John Brittas is a Rajya Sabha MP of the CPM who wrote an excellent piece today for the Indian Express, you know, giving a very interesting perspective on the Bharat Jodo Yatra. And John Brittas, what you basically have argued is that this yatra is turning out to be another echo chamber for Rahul Gandhi and the Congress. And this was actually written before, the Goa MLAs defected. But in a sense, that only perhaps proves your point.
Nidhi, my friend and senior colleague, Ami, I mean, I have great respect for her. And today is an ominous day for not only her, for all the secular forces, because in Goa, 8 out of 11 MLAs have crossed over to BJP. And I do want the secular forces to be very firm fighting the BJP. My intention was limited to the purpose of cautioning the Congress leadership as to what they need to focus and where they need to fight. And Ami, I am sure that she would understand. See, Rahul Gandhi spending 19 days in Kerala, where BJP is grossly insignificant. Even the one assembly seat they had, the CPM chief minister was able to close that accord. And just think about two AICC general secretaries passing on diatribes against CPM, which is fighting, resisting the onslaught of RSS successfully in Kerala, belittling the attempts of the CPM. And we only cautioned Congress, they need to look after the party, organization, their ideology, and they need to take on Modi rather than taking on the secular forces. And I have my own fears. Ami, please do appreciate me. Look, like what happened last time when Rahul Gandhi just vanished from the front lines of the war front and took abode in Wayanad at the Green Pastures, inverted comma, Green Pastures of League. And he has committed the same blunder by being misguided by his advisors to spend this much of time in Kerala, where BJP is not a significant force.
In fact, as you've pointed out in your piece, the Yatra doesn't even cross through election-bound Gujarat. It spends only a couple of days in UP, where the BJP is such a big force. Ashutosh, would you like to weigh in on this? And sort of the bigger implications as we are counting down to Gujarat, a very confident declaration also by Mr. Kejriwal that the Congress is finished. Now, there are two parts to this. One is, of course, that what does it say about national opposition unity, if that is what Kejriwal is saying? And B, is he actually, or is the AAP actually gradually replacing the Congress as the principal opposition in Gujarat, or is it too early to say that?
Nidhi, first of all, Aam Aadmi Party has to win at least one parliamentary seat in Delhi. In 2014 and 2019, they failed to win a single parliamentary seat in Delhi, which is supposed to be their strongest turf. So if they could win even a single seat in Delhi, then I'll consider them as a challenges to Mr. Modi. Let's keep it there. I think what Arvind Kejriwal has learned from Mr. Modi is, in terms of creating narratives, in terms of creating perceptions. But what is the truth? Everybody knows for a simple reason. Because in 2014, they got four members of parliament for Punjab. In 2019, they got only one. And at present, they don't have even one parliamentary seats, then one Lok Sabha seats in parliament. Now, based on that, how can he be a challenger? I can understand that he is working very hard in Gujarat. I can also understand that he has won Punjab with the whopping 92 seats. But in Punjab, if you look at the figures at present, what is available with us, is he damaging Aam Aadmi? It is damaging Congress Party, or is he damaging BJP? That is the question which should be asked. And how many, and what is the level of their organizational strength in Gujarat? They've started working in Gujarat in the last 3-4 months. In 3-4 months, it's impossible to create a robust organizational structure. In Punjab, they could win 92 seats, but they had a homework done before 2017. If I'm not mistaken, a party had sent their senior most leader in Punjab, who worked there before 2017, created an organizational structure, and it is this organizational structure would help them create a kind of wave.
So in a way, you're saying that it's premature to say that the Congress is finished, as Kejriwal put it, right?
If anybody who is saying that the Congress is finished with 12 crore votes, in the parliamentary election, they could get 12 crore votes, that is second only to the BJP, and 19% vote share. It shows that the Aam Aadmi Party wants to create a kind of an ecosystem for their own volunteers. But is it a reality? That has to be seen.
Okay, I'd like to take that to Vikram Dave, a spokesperson of the AAP, joining us as well. Vikram Dave, is this about narrative creation? As Ashutosh puts it, that the AAP is surging ahead and the Congress is, finished?
Good evening, everybody. Namaskar. Well, If you call it a narrative, I won't consider it a narrative. But if you just look at the recent elections that happened in Bengal and even the Uttar Pradesh, and consider the previous results, what did the Congress do in Bengal? I think it was zero seats. And in Uttar Pradesh, I think it was mega two seats. So, and in Vidhan Sabha, perhaps there have been times where the UP MLAs were lesser than the Lok Sabha members of Congress in going from Uttar Pradesh. So I think there is a different movement that is going on in the country, and that movement is with more education and the Aam Aadmi Party actually implementing things at a smaller levels, particularly in the states, implementing what they have committed. That is something that is actually transforming the landscape.
But don't you think you should wait for election results first before you declare yourselves as the principal challenger? As Ashutosh rightly pointed out, you have to win a Lok Sabha seat first.
I appreciate Mr. Ashutosh, his opinion. That's fine. So I have my own opinion where I have a lot of clarity that the response, because see, what is happening is that Aam Aadmi Party has actually delivered in Delhi and won again and again with a massive mandate, won in Punjab with a massive mandate, and actually started delivering, and that has started showing up in the
okay. Ashutosh has a quick response before I take this to Mr. Das of the BJP. Yes, Ashutosh.
See, the only response I can give is that what is the percentage of votes in UP, because the Aam Aadmi Party contested there 0.25%, in Rajasthan 0.5%, in Haryana 0.75%, in Uttarakhand something around 3%, and in Goa, let me complete. In Goa, what is the percentage? 6.74%. In 2017, what is the percentage? 6.3%. In Gujarat, where they contested election in 2017, what is the percentage of what they got? So I'm saying it's very good to create a narrative. There's no doubt about it. But first of all, Aam Aadmi Party has to learn to win one Lok Sabha seat in Delhi. If they could win one Lok Sabha seat in Delhi, I'll consider them as a challenger to Mr. Modi. If but they could win one Lok Sabha seat in Delhi.
All right. I'm going to take this to Professor Govardhan Das, leader of the BJP, and Professor at JNU. I'll come back to you, Mr. Dave. Professor Das, just, you know, on this point, you know, that some people seem to be noticing is that ever since Rahul Gandhi has actually started this yatra, every day there is some kind of attack or reaction by the BJP to it. So has it unnerved the BJP to some extent that he's doing this mass contact program? And is that why Goa operation was done now when it's begun?
Nidhi, good evening, and good evening to my all fellow panelists. I don't know what to start with. Let me start with the point. It's not the Bharat Jodo Yatra. It's a Congress Todo Yatra. Kyunki, why? This is a 52 years old teenager. As long as he is in Congress party, he will be able to finish the Congress or Congress Mukt Bharat in a year or so. And that's already, you saw that, even every Golab is now free, is Ajad. So that is the Congress party. And second thing I would like to mention, what Congress is going to do Bharat Jodo? They are the one who believes in division and divisive politics. They are the one responsible for the division of the country. They are the most communal. Did they forget about 1984 Delhi riot? Their Kashmir problem is the Gandhi family legacy. The Punjab problem is created by the Congress party.
So
everywhere.
Is that why the BJP decided that today was the day to you know, grab their MLAs and complete an operation that clearly began some months ago?
Nidhi, 30 seconds more.
Yeah.
If your leaders are too poor, they are for the sale. If they are sell, for the sale, somebody will go and buy it. As simple as that. So that means Congress party, they themselves are so loose, they cannot control their own leaders. So why they need to exist? Actually, it is better they should disintegrate and they should be Congress Mukt Bharat, and that will be good for the country.
All right. That's your view. But Amiben Yagnik, a couple of questions. One, of course, to what Mr. Das was saying, but also on what John Brittas was pointing out about the yatra itself, the route that it's taking. If you'd like to answer both those questions.
Well, the route is decided, Nidhi, after a long deliberation, and it was meant to be Kanyakumari to Kashmir, and it is touching a lot of states. How many days in a state? Well, there has been a long exercise and a lot of inputs, so it is not here to be discussed, but it is a fact that a lot of groundswell is there. We find it. And that is why you see that today the BJP spokesperson has already come out with Congress todo slogan.
But hasn't the yatra gone through? Why isn't it going to Gujarat? It's your home state. It is where elections are due in a few months. Why?
Well, but then Rahul Gandhi is not the president at the moment of the party. He is not going for election campaigning. He is going for a Bharat Jodo yatra.
But the winning Jodo elections was meant, is also the Jodo, important. He's not a philosopher. He's a politician.
Why did this Bharat Jodo Yatra had to come up? You saw what is happening. We have seen what has happened in the last 8 years. Where is the impression of India internationally? Have you ever seen the reports that come? Where have we slipped? Where have we gone on hunger index? Where have we gone on gender parity? Where have we gone on economy? So all this has happened, and where we have hate crimes, we have so many of issues that are on the ground. Where do we find the brotherhood? The Jodo Yatra is meant for the country and the people.
My question though is that he's a politician. You are a political party. You're not an NGO, you're not a foundation, you're a political party, and winning elections is important. And the fact is that, you've had a large number of defections, people are leaving the party. So, is it working? And therefore the route of the yatra is also an important point that John Brittas points out. Why spend so much time in Kerala and so little time in states where the BJP is actually a challenger, if this is about taking on the BJP?
Nidhi, BJP is not in the picture when the Bharat Jodo Yatra is designed. Let me tell you, the BJP thinks that it is a very big party. It is here to stay forever, but it was never a part when freedom fighters were fighting for the independence of the country. BJP has come recently, a couple of decades back. We may give it credit that it is ruling the country. It has administrative agencies under its control. It has got election bonds under its control. It has got all the machinery with it, and it only knows poaching and taking people from other political parties. Not only one party, many parties. The BJP is afraid of only a party that is old and has got freedom for this country. Can BJP say one of its leaders has taken part in the freedom movement? So let's say they are afraid. They have this fear factor within them, not within them, a couple of them, because there are no leaders in the BJP. They are only given scripts, and every spokesperson from today morning is speaking of Congress todo. Why are you worried if the leaders are leaving the party? You should be the least worried at all. You should worry about your own party, that it is becoming stronger. Why you worried so much about the Congress, and why are you worried about Congress leadership? So that is the point.
Okay,
let me ask, it is causing them, it is causing damage to them, and that is why they have to go for Mr. Das wants to reply
before I take this forward.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so is the Congress todo is not the by the BJP, is a Congress todo by the your leader, teenager, 52 years teenager leader, is the todo by himself. He is doing the all the job. No, BJP doesn't have to do anything.
And this is also scripted. You should not use such words, sir. Your leaders also think that they are 16-year-old. Your leaders think they are 16-year-old, and they will remain 16-year-old forever.
Please, well, I did not interrupt you. Why no, you were interrupting
no, but I will, me? I will correct you when you are wrong.
What, none of us on this panel are 16. I can assure you of that. But just moving on for a moment. John Brittas, here is a bigger question though. This is for you, Ashutosh, and for Mr. Dave. But to you first, John Brittas. What does all of this actually mean for opposition unity, that idea that we keep talking about every once in a while? When Kejriwal declares war on the Congress, when the CPM, questions the route of Rahul's yatra, etc., what how does that augur for opposition unity then?
No, this is exactly what we are trying to tell the Congress party. See, with a heavy heart, I really want to disagree with my elder sister, Ami. Her leaders are misguiding Rahul Gandhi, that she has to admit it. See, she said that this has nothing to do with BJP. But Rahul Gandhi was saying that this is to spread the message of Kerala, that is social harmony, diversity to across the nation against the divisive politics of BJP. That's the message which Rahul Gandhi was trying to spread. And essentially, we want Rahul Gandhi to take on the BJP. Exactly that is what we want. But what is he doing here? 19 days taking up cudgels against the state government, belittling, insulting the CPM leaders, insulting the CPM chief minister. Think about two issues Rahul Gandhi's brigade has taken up. One is a semi-high-speed project in Kerala. Second is the Vizhinjam port, which the UPA government passed, and the same AICC General Secretary, in charge of the media cell, that is Jairam Ramesh, who was helping the environmental ministry, who navigated the environmental issues. These two issues, they are taking up to embarrass the CPM and to take on the left here.
You make a valid point that it's not a one-way street, and the Congress needs to recognize that. Mr. Dave, how does the AAP then see this call for opposition unity? I mean, what does it do to opposition unity if you all are bickering with each other?
Nidhi, you got to understand that we have different elections for different states, and the Lok Sabha elections are absolutely different. As Ashutosh was making a point to win one Lok Sabha seat. However, I want to put it the other way around. You know, like in spite of having one Lok Sabha seat, we won with a massive mandate in Punjab because the people of Punjab felt that we would be able to work better. Our policies are very clear. And when we are running in for Gujarat, I have a question for INC that, I think it has lost hope absolutely in Gujarat because their top leader is not starting the yatra from Gujarat. And there is no movement as such. And then when the spokesperson says, or the member of parliament, Ami Ben, says that, he's not the top brass or top leader who is responsible for Gujarat, I think he's running away from the responsibility. So that is one aspect. That is one question. But however, when we talk about the Lok Sabha 2024, coming to your question, Nidhi, I think that is the time, that is that when we'll have a different set of equations. Don't forget, in 2012, and between 2012 and 2014, lot changed. UPA never thought that they are going to lose in 2012. You've got to understand, it is going to be a different ballgame altogether.
I have a counter to that, which I'll come to in just a moment. But Ami Ben Yagnik had a point to make. Yes, I'll give everyone comment.
I didn't say that the top brass is running away from Gujarat. It is a frightening situation for the BJP because they have failed miserably in delivering the governance model they have spoken about, whether it's roads, it is economy, social indicators, women, safety and education, which has completely gone on and everybody is on the street. So when the BJP has been ruling for 27 years, we have been out of power. And when they feel that the ground is going away from there, they have brought this B team who speaks whatever that comes to their mind without understanding Gujarat.
Mr. Das, quick response.
Nidhi. Actually, the unity of opposition they tried in 2019. Actually, there are 19 candidates for the prime ministership. And then it fell off. You know, this is what kind of unity they have. They can bring it. It's very clear. And when she's talking about what BJP really don't have to worry. BJP is the world's largest party. And people of the country, the citizen of the country rejected Congress. Why you are babbling? Actually, BJP is popular everywhere. They won the in two Lok Sabha elections and with a two-third majority. You don't have to worry. Don't babble. BJP is doing what they are supposed to do. Economy is probably the best right now, and we are handling the country
On the economy, I'm going to talk to you in 5 minutes on the next show. Yeah. But quick last word, Ashutosh. Ashutosh, how do you see this yatra, Rahul's yatra, and the impact it may or may not be making? Is the messaging right?
I think, Nidhi, first of all, I should talk about this Kerala thing. I think what John Brittas is saying, it's just a friendly banter, nothing more than. It should not be taken very seriously because in Kerala, it is the Congress party which is fighting with the CPM, and the CPM is fighting with the Congress party. So obviously, the CPM has to react to that. So I don't take it very seriously because at the national level, if you look at, there is a good harmony between the Sitaram Kesi and Rahul Gandhi. There is absolutely no contradiction between them. So for the local reasons, the John Brittas is reacting for that. About what the Professor Govardhan Das is saying, I think why the BJP is taking Rahul Gandhi so seriously in the Bharat Jodo Yatra on a daily basis, they are coming out with some statement here and there and trying to ridicule it for the simple reason because they are also today they are vulnerable. And why they are vulnerable, if you give me time, I can explain that.
Because the
BJP at the national level has got only 37% vote share. And with 37% vote share, the BJP is always vulnerable. They can get to 72, they cannot get to 72. Because if we look at history in 1967, in 77, in 89, whenever the opposition was united, the Congress party, which traditionally used to get more than 42% vote share nationally, used to, in 77, they lost power. In 89, they lost power. So with if opposition is united and the Congress through the Bharat Jodo Yatra, if you could improve its seat in the vote share, then obviously BJP in sweep. That is why I could understand the frustration of Mr. Ashutosh, I'm sorry I have to interrupt
because I'm completely out of time on this today. I think we're going to have a lot of opportunities in the next few weeks and months to look at this in far more detail. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll be back after a quick break to look at the double whammy that's hitting our country at the moment. Joblessness is up and so is food inflation. That's next.